Probably, let's see. We'll just go ahead and I guess announce, if you haven't heard, Pastor fell and hit his head on I think it was on the toilet, and so he ended up in the hospital yesterday. I guess he has some bruises, and one of his ribs is hurt, but he was checked out this morning and he went home. I talked to him this morning. He plans on being here tonight. So he wants to be in the pulpit. That's where he wants to be. So we just got to keep him in our prayers, you know, and we'll see if that's what happens tonight. See if hopefully he'll get some rest and, you know, and if he needs to stay home and relax. But this is where he wants to be. So he plans on being here tonight. We'll see how that goes. We'll just keep him in our prayers. We love him, and you know, we just want the best for him. So let's turn over to number 638, and if you would all rise for our morning or first song here. In my heart rings a melody. Amen. Should be happy. We're at church. God's blessed us. We have a beautiful day. We praise God. Come here and just fellowship one with another. Amen. You know. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody. 'Tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on Calvary, for he washed my sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. 'Twill be my endless theme and glory, with the angels I will sing. 'Twill be a song with glorious harmony when the courts of heaven ring. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. Amen. We'll have our scripture reading right now. Brother Pat's coming.
Amen.
So we'll read from Psalm 91. He who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, and the serpent shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God bless the reading of his word.
Another announcement about the men's meeting coming this Saturday. You don't have to be here at 6:30 for the cooking, but if you can make it, it'd be a good thing. But try to be here at 7:30 for the breakfast. We need to get together. We need to start talking about things in the church and try to work on some of the things of the ministries of our church, so we can try to, reach out to our community. We've already been going out on Saturdays mornings, knocking on doors and passing out tracts. Our community, there's so many people that don't know the Lord just in this community right here. We've been talking to them, and there are many different faiths out there. They believe in many different things. So we need to get out there, and we need to try to reach them. That's what we're here for. The Lord leaves us here so that we can reach out to others and spread the gospel and let him do the work. And that's what we really need to start doing, that and try to increase what we do in our church to reach people. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get something started so that we can start doing those things. And so we really want you guys to come out and meet with us and try to work together. We all have abilities that God has given us. Some people can, they have knowledge about, many different things and ideas about many different things. And if we work together, we can start to do that. So come out and let's do that on Saturday. Let's see. I think we're going to go ahead and sing number 342. 342. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When though fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus has leaned for repose, I will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell shall end up say, I never, no, never, no, never forsake. Amen. Would you all rise and we'll sing number 357 for our offering hymn. And would the ushers please come at the end of the song. Thank you. Under his wings I am safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust him. I know he will keep me. He has redeemed me and I am his child. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, what of refuge and sorrow? How the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, oh what a precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life trials are o'er. Shelter protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall survive, safely abide forever. Brother Gene, would you pray for our offering, please? Yes.
Give upon this church, Lord, and its all its members are gracious. Especially give upon the sick and pastor, little one, Miles, Lord, I pray to give us cancer, the last one for miracles. Linda and Sue, Lord, I pray to give upon their cancer, heal their body.
Yes,
Lord. Bless them. Give upon each and every one of us to come here today, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. We're blessed to have Brother Brian still here. He's leaving next week, and we're so thankful that he's here to preach for us today. But first, Brother Johnny, do you have a song for us this morning? Amen.
Good morning, everyone. No, first of all, I just want to say God is good, very good. And I want to thank him for the mercy he bestowed upon me. Yesterday was my first time in over 5 years that I continued my ministry at Frederica Manor. Oh, man, let me tell you something. The smiles on the face of the people, residents there, did it all for me. Praise God, I love that. And you know what? I was just thinking that, you know, back in before I got saved, my eyes was blinded toward the things of God and his righteousness. But just as this dear saint in his song, who was blind by birth, Jesus came by and touched him, and he was able to see. Jesus came and touched me, and my spiritual eyes was open. Now, my friend, I can see all things. Praise God, please. My name is Bartimaeus, and no one cares if I live or die. All day long I sit here begging, while the people just walk on by. Hey, but today, oh, I heard them whisper. They said that Jesus was passing through, and I've heard that he had healed a blind man. Lord, I wonder, could it be true? Now he's coming close. Will he hear a blind man cry? It is now or never. Oh, I may not live here, but oh, I must. Jesus, the living Savior, the King of glory, thou Son of David. One touch is all I need to make my eyes see. Lord, continue to heal me. Now wait a minute. Oh, what's that I'm feeling now? Somewhere in the head is on my brow, and I feel such power. Oh, he speaks to me. He says, I am now free. Oh, I can see my Jesus, the living Savior.
of glory, thou Son of David, thou may my eyes see a new life to me. I must tell somebody, for one time, oh, he made my eyes see, a gave new life to me. I just have to tell somebody.
Praise God, that's what I had to do yesterday. I told him what my Lord Jesus did for me. Praise God, hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, Johnny. Take your Bible and turn to Revelation 21. Revelation 21. I count a real privilege to have been able to serve in this church for the last 4 or 5 years with Pastor Wetzel, my wife at the piano. You're blessed to have Nancy with us to continue on the ministry of music here in the church. Music's the most important thing in the church. Sets pace for the good preaching of the word, the good song leader. I'll be leaving probably this next Saturday or Sunday for whatever God has got for my wife and I in Oregon. Many years we purchased some property up there, knowing one day that we probably would go there to retire. And I'm not retiring, I'm just tired. She is too. She's up there, she left last Tuesday, and she's doing fine. She misses me. I'm her backbone, by the way, and she loves. Pray for me. I'm sorry for Pastor, he wasn't able to be here today. I would have wanted to see him. If it comes tonight, if he doesn't preach, well, I'll come back. But what a dear soul he is. You're very fortunate to have had him. We pray for him, his full recovery. He'll be able to continue as he wants to and desires to here at the church until the Lord calls him home. I don't like goodbyes. I never did. It seems that something goes wrong down in here. It hurts. You folks have been a blessing to my wife and I here in this ministry here. Every one of you. What a joy it's been to be with you. Been able to go out with David and play some golf, fellowship with Gene and Barbara and some of the rest of you. I can't just name all of you, but each one of you have been a special place in our heart. Brother Lancaster and his lovely wife, I pastored with them many years ago. It's good to see them again and be in fellowship. Sandy, former member. Brother Jesus, back here in the back, and his family. My minister of my Spanish ministry at the Mar Vista Baptist Church, his family. Each and every one of you. I pray for you and believe for God to bless you in a special way in the days ahead. Let's pray together. Father, we thank thee for the opportunity again to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying people, to a people that know you and love you, a people that care and want the word of God to guide them in their lives. So we pray your blessings this day upon the word of God
And we'll thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' lovely and wonderful name. Amen. Revelation 21, there's preachers that say, well, you ought to stay out of Revelation. It's, you know, it's rough, and you can't really know exactly what Revelation is all about. I disagree. For the simple reason, God says in the very beginning, he that was blessed of this word, he that will keep this word, he'll be blessed by the word. And so, God's purpose and plan is right on schedule. We are at the point and time, this present day, that the Lord Jesus Christ can fulfill 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when it says, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall be the Lord. It's time. As far as I know about Revelation and prophecy, there's not a thing left to be done except the great event of the coming of the Lord and calling us home. That has to take place before the tribulation period starts. And he who's called the Antichrist, the man of sin, comes on the focus. And the continuation of the one world political system, religious system, and the economical system is going to really fester and grow in these last years and days during the tribulation period. You've heard of the mark of the beast. Every one of you in this church building right now, including these little ones over here, are marked. Did you know that? The computer's got it. It's kind of fearful, but it's going to happen. But you can thank the Lord that you and I are not going to be here when this takes place. I've been teaching Revelation for the last few months or so, and we went through the tribulation period. It's not a pretty picture. But the end of it, something great and wonderful is going to take place in latter day. The tribulation is going to be hell on earth. Revelation 5 through 19 will give it to you. Begins with the Lord Jesus Christ and his coming, 19 and 20, his coming to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming to glorify himself and all that God hath promised and purposed him in the thousand-year millennial reign. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A glorious and wonderful a time on the face of the earth when he will judge in righteousness, which we do not have today. And you will not have it. If you got enough money, you can sway the courts any which way you want to sway them. But the battle of Armageddon will take place at the end of the tribulation period. Christ will come and set up the kingdom of David. And the fulfilling of the promise that God made to David will take place at that hour and that time when he rules and reigns here on the face of the earth for 1,000 years. After the millennium, then we come to chapter 21. This glorious chapter. God says, I will make a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Now the foundations will land, they will stand. Ecclesiastes tells us that they shall stand forever. Psalm 104 tells us that the foundation, the creation of God has at this present time will stand. But Peter tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3 that it's going to burn up everything that's on the face of this earth. Fire from God out of heaven. And believe me, it destroys everything. For the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. This is a glorious time. But it's right on schedule. It'll happen. God is, and I would put it this way, Jesus is preparing a place in heaven for you and me. John chapter 14, I quoted in the Sunday school class this morning. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's preparing a place for you today, and that place is the New Jerusalem. That is our eternal home, being the bride of Christ. Christ and the bride shall rule and reign in the New Jerusalem. A huge satellite, 1,500 miles square, that will come down from heaven and hover over the earth. And the kings and the governors and the captains of the world at that time will bring their glory and honor into it. We'll just see that in just a little bit here. But it'll be a wonderful, wonderful time on the face of the earth. But notice, it's the new earth. And you and I will come and we will rule and reign with Christ also. We'll have the privilege of working with Him side by side. What an hour that'll be. And he said, John said, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for his husband, and heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. It's going to happen. God is going to come. That day is in the future. So don't lose hope. Stand fast. Hold fast to what you have. Look for the good things that God has promised. All the promises in the book are ours, by the way. There's hope. But we're going through this hour of tribulation and trials and testings and so forth, the probation, simply that we will believe and prove that God has been right from the very beginning. His word is more powerful than any two-edged sword. His word teaches. His word convicts. But his word also brings us to Christ in salvation and hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And if you have that hope, you'll have all full assurance of the eternal soul that you have will dwell with him when God comes to be with men here in this passage of Scripture. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There's a lot of tears today. You agree? There's a lot of tears. That's heartbreak. That's trouble. That's when there's no hope. When strength of physically has gone out. But God's going to wipe that all away in due time and due season. So hang in there. Hang in there. There'll be no more death. I love marriages. They're fun. They're exciting. Beautiful. Beautiful lady coming down the aisle. The gentleman standing over here waiting. Anticipation, you know. Weddings are beautiful. Funerals, no. I do not like hospital visitation. I never have, never will. It's always sad. Sure, we go to give encouragement. Sure, we go to the pastor's business is to get to the hospitals and help those in a time of need. But it's the worst part of the pastorate. See you all plugged in. I went to see my fellow countryman, a man that I had pastored for many, many years. Leonard Seacat sat on the back row back here. Mary called me and said, come, pastor. I went to the hospital. I saw them beat on him. I saw them with all of the needles in his body. That not ought to be. It's terrible. It's horrible. Death took over. It's not pretty. But it happens because of the sin curse that came upon man. It's still here. Death does come. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment, Hebrews tells us. But God says, believe on me, the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thou shalt live forever, eternally, in his presence. So I did this all. No more death, no sorrow, no crying. You know tears. I know tears. I happen to be a golfer. I worked at the Coronado Golf Course for many years. I knew all of the people there, and I knew a pretty little waitress. Young, very sweet young lady. She was of Spanish descent. 2 weeks ago, she had a baby. She died. The baby lived. There's crying. There's hurt. There's sorrow. There's death. Beloved, that day is coming. It tells us here, God says, it'll pass away. I make all things new. All things. What a glorious hour that's going to be. No more pain. For the former things are passed away. Keep that in your heart and your mind. And he that sat upon the throne, verse 5, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Every word in this book is true. Every line, precept is true. God cannot speak evil. He cannot speak falsely. He only can speak right, truthful, honest words that you can believe and receive and you can trust. Behold, I make all things new. He said unto me, it is done. And it is done because he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. If you're here today and you have not believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you're wondering about where eternity, where you're going to be in eternity, look at this right here. What did he say? I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the waters of life freely. There's no cost to be saved. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. The cost was at Calvary's Martin. The cross was when Christ went to the cross and there gave his life
They did not take it from him. He gave it. No man took the life of Christ. There are those that claim they did, but no. He said, I lay it down freely, for no man taketh my life. That's what he came to do. That was his purpose for coming. God sent him into the world not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And through the finished work of Calvary's cross, and there on the cross, in his last words, he said, it is finished. What is finished? The hope, the salvation, that which God did for you and me. He that overcometh will inherit all things. That's you and me. If you have overcome, if you have accepted Christ as Savior and Lord, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We're not servants anymore. We're sons and daughters unto our God. We're of the household of the Almighty, the Holy One. Keep that in mind. When trials and testings and death, sorrow, crying, pain, when those things come, keep it in mind. You're a son of God. You are special. A royal priesthood unto your God. Remember, he's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He was there in the beginning, he's there right now, and he'll be there in the end. Because there is no end with God. God is eternal, just like you are. Inside of you is an eternal soul. And it's either going to spend time in heaven with God and rejoice throughout eternity, or it's going to spend it in hell. Separated from the one that loved you and gave his life for you. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, now look at verse 8. This is the key verse to this whole chapter. The fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars shall have their part in the Gehenna. That's not hell, that's the lake of fire. It's the Gehenna, it's a totally different place. If you go back into chapter 20, you'll see that hell gave up the dead which were in them before God, the great white throne. And their works were not good enough, and they were cast into the lake of fire because they didn't finish on the works of God. They finished on their own works of righteousness, which they do not have. For their righteousness is as filthy rags. Our righteousness is this filthy rag. The only righteousness that prevails is the righteousness of the eternal God. Look at it again. The fearful, the unbelievers, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with brimstone. This is the second death, and there is no return for anything else. I could continue on. There's the Lamb's wife, the New Jerusalem, the holy city. A description of it there. City four square, beautiful, of precious stone, gorgeous. That's where you're going to live in Christ Jesus. It's where you will spend eternity. 12 gates of pearl, verse 21. Every silver gate was of one pearl. And the streets of the city were pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. By the way, your gold down here is no good up there. Don't bury your stakes too deep in this sinful, ungodless world. There's a new temple, verse 22. I saw a new there was no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. City didn't have any need of the sun or the moon or the stars, For the glory of God did lighten it, verse 23, and the Lamb is the light thereof. That's the Lamb that John Baptist talked about. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. There is no other way to take away sin. There's no other way that you can declare that will save you from your sins. Only Christ. For the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. All sin. All sin. Your baptism won't save you. Your church won't save you. Your preacher can't save you. Your husband, your wife can't save you. Your parent can't save you. There is no salvation outside of the cross of Calvary. For the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. And that's forever. Jesus said, I know my sheep. I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never perish. Never perish. The Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 5 these words, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in the Son. They that have the Son of God have life, and they who have not the Son of God have not the life. And these things I've written unto you that believe on the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. The day that God walked into my life was something special to me, and I've never forgot it, and I can't forget it. I believed it, and now, without a shadow of a doubt, I know, according to the promise of this book, right here, of God's promise, that the day and the hour that death takes over, or the day and the hour that Jesus comes, in the next instant I will be with Him. These things I write unto you that believe, that you may know that you have eternal life. Do you know it? Are you satisfied with it? Are you happy about it? Are you ready to sing His praises? Are you ready to rejoice together in the good things that God has given you? He's preparing a great city for us. He's coming for us. We're going to get out of here. We're going to be there with Him. And we're going to rejoice throughout eternity, singing hallelujah, praise the living God. Let's stand. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Song leader, come on up here. I want you to stand. I want you to bow your head. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to look into your heart. Don't look in your neighbor's heart. Look into your heart. If you died right now, would you go to heaven? I don't care if you're 5 or 59 or 90. If you can understand this, Jesus died to save you from your sins. And you are a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Look into your heart and be truthful with yourself. Have you made your confession of Christ and received Him as your Savior and Lord? If not, please come today. Get out of that seat. Come down that aisle. There's some people here that can deal with you and help you to know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is your Savior and your Lord. Do you see in your heart the control, the guidance, and the direction of God through the Holy Spirit? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that if you died right now, you'd go to heaven? If you don't know, if you're not sure, come and make sure before it's eternally too late. Our Father, we commit this invitation to you. Holy Spirit of God, do your work as you can, calling out people for His name's sake. Bless us now, Lord, with this invitation. May you receive the glory and the honor and the praise for it all in Jesus' lovely, lovely name. Amen.
Number 494. 494. If you are tired of the load of your sin, let
the door by me. If anyone enter in, he shall be saved.
Amen.
Jesus is the door to happiness. He's the door to everlasting life. He's the door of everything that you ever wanted.
Amen.
Do you have it? I hope you do. Say one more sentence. Maybe somebody needs to read it. Listen to the Holy Spirit.
If 'tis for purity now that you saw, let Jesus come into your heart. Fountains for cleansing are flowing nearby, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now.
You're dismissed, and God bless you. Each and every one of you.